Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Gambling interests are attempting to amend Nebraska's constitution and legalize gambling. On your ballot, you will have the opportunity to vote on initiatives 429, 430, and 431. Joining me is Nate Gross from the NFA team. Nate, what will voters be asked to legalize if these initiatives pass?
Karen, what's being proposed to voters is to authorize all forms of games of chance at licensed racetracks. But what that means is that all gambling would be legal at racetracks. But what voters need to know is that in order to become a casino, a racetrack would only need to hold one race per year. And if we change our constitution to allow casino gambling at racetracks, Native American tribes must also be allowed to have their own casinos as well. So with these initiatives, we're facing the prospect of an unlimited number of racetrack casinos and tribal casinos across the entire state.
Nebraska voters are once again being asked to legalize casino gambling, and proponents are touting it as a way to reduce property taxes. Will casinos really provide tax relief, Nate?
No, they won't, Karen. And the reason for that is that that's not what casinos are designed to do. In fact, more gambling actually leads to higher taxes over the long term. When it comes to casinos, the house always wins. So in order for the casinos to win, it's our own state who must lose. In addition to targeting and exploiting the financially desperate and cultivating addiction, casino gambling leads to increases in rates of bankruptcy, crime, and social costs that worsen state budgets over the long term, ultimately leading to higher taxes for all. And according to a 2019 study by Creighton University economist Dr. Ernie Goss, states with casinos tax their citizens more heavily than states without casinos. We should stand up to protect our state from the harms of casino gambling by voting no on initiatives 429, 430, and 431.
To learn more about the harms of gambling and to view your personalized voter guide with a side-by-side comparison of candidates, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org.